Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Menard at Master Control. We found out that Bobby has a new nickname, or another nickname, I should say, aside from the Cajun Cannon. He's the Cajun economist. He's got a minor in economics, while Nick Easton has a major in economics.
Yeah, and he went to Harvard, not Harvard on the Bayou, but actually Harvard. And so I'm sure the economy classes, and he did graduate with an economics degree, so I end up having a minor in economics. So that's why Christian's joking, the Cajun economist.
Well, yeah.
But Christian, do you know what the supply and demand curve is?
I don't know exactly how to explain it. No.
And macro and microeconomics?
I know a little bit about macro and micro.
Oh, okay.
Enough to be somewhat dangerous.
So I might know a little more. I learned the basics, but... But the bottom line is that I wanted to be eligible all the time, and had a very favorable economics teacher that we had kind of a package deal.
We'll get to that in a few moments. I bet you this guy, Nick Easton, Saints offensive lineman, knows about the supply and demand curve and along with the micro and macro economics. Nick, how are you? Congratulations on joining the Saints.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So I first want to start about – tell me about these basketball games that you would have with your brother in a driveway that kind of forged your toughness a little bit.
good question. There's not much to tell, man. You know, just a little after-school basketball like everybody else did. My brother's a year older. He had a little bit longer reach at the time, so he'd block a lot of my shots. So learned how to get a good hook shot in.
Now, Nick, were you a late bloomer? Obviously, you were smart, and you know you went to Harvard. But being from North Carolina, was it like education was over football? Because Ivy League players don't get scholarships. So, just would you get academic scholarship, or because you're playing at the NFL level, the highest level, why didn't you maybe go to school like in the ACC or even the SEC as far as purely what you'd view as a football school instead of an Ivy League program?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say I was a late bloomer. I didn't have a lot of, I would say, an excessive amount of recruiting going on in high school. And my parents always stressed to me that, you know, academics were the most important thing. So, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty natural progression. Harvard looked at my tape, looked at my grade point average, and then that's kind of how they make their determination. So I had some Ivy League interest, and I mean, how do you say no to Harvard?
Right. Nick, your first experience in New Orleans was as a middle schooler, right? Post-Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
What, I mean, you were down here providing relief, et cetera, and what do you think? You saw it right after Katrina, and now you visited New Orleans, and it looks like an entirely different city, I'm sure.
Completely different from what I remember. It looks like it's made a huge recovery.
Now, Nick, looking at, you know, your background and what it took to get where you're at right now, and obviously taking advantage of the opportunity with the Vikings. Look, I'd say an underrated player that if you unseat a starter like Alex Boone, that kind of speaks for itself. But it seems like a couple of times just had some bad luck. I know you had, a broken ankle in 2017, and then having the neck injury. The neck injury for last season. So, in training camp. So where are you at right now? You ready to roll? You physically 100% or what?
Yeah, I'm feeling great physically. I mean, injury's part of the game. Everybody battles them. Hopefully I've got the worst of that out of the way so I can just have a few healthy years ahead of me here.
Nick, what was your visit like with the Saints before you signed with them?
It was awesome, man. You know, coming down from Minnesota, it was pretty cold up there, and then getting down in 80-degree heat was pretty nice, and then a lot of smiling faces, a lot of people excited about football, a beautiful facility, a beautiful city, pretty much sold itself.
Have you thought about, you mentioned that 80-degree heat, have you thought about 110-degree heat index in July and August when you're going through training camp?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's different challenges everywhere you play. So I'm just excited to get the ball out there and play again.
Well, Nick, I can tell you this day and age, though, if the heat index is 110, Sean Payton will have you at the indoor facility. They're not going to wear you down, and he's smart about that. But, Nick, looking at the flexibility that you have, I mean, have they told you, are you a pure center? Or obviously the more you could do, because I was looking at 26 years of age, what you played, 665 snaps at guard, 463 at center for the Vikings. You look at that 16-17 season. Do you view yourself more as a center guard center, or purely a center right now? What are they having you focus on? Obviously, you come in here learning a new offense. You got to be the quarterback and offensive line to make the calls. And that's what Max Unger. And that's one thing. I'm not putting any pressure on you, Nick, but we've had outstanding centers here under Sean Payton and Drew Brees since 2006. Going back to Jeff Fahey, he was the highest paid center going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I think you can handle it. I think you can weather the storm. But are you primarily just focused on center right now or what?
Yeah, look, see, I don't even have a playbook in my hand yet. But so I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves with all these questions. I haven't even met any of the quarterbacks yet other than Teddy in a previous job. So anyway, I think I see myself primarily as a center. That's what I've played every single preseason and off season in my career in the NFL, as well as my senior year of college. I just feel comfortable there. I've played guard. I don't mind doing it. I'd like center a little better if I had the choice myself.
Nick Easton, Saints offensive lineman here on Sports Talk, at Making It Look Easy on Twitter. Explain that one, man. That's an interesting, unique Twitter handle.
Yeah, you know, I made Twitter a long time ago, and it's a long story, inside joke with some friends, but I won't give you the full deal. I did learn that the nickname of New Orleans is the Big Easy, so that's probably
right.
An interesting coincidence.
Nick, I don't mean to insult your intelligence with this question. Do you know what a beignet is?
As a big guy and as a relatively smart guy, I am familiar with the beignet, and I am a fan.
Okay, all right. Crawfish? Had a crawfish yet?
Have not had a crawfish, no.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have crawfish balls. We'll, teach you how to pinch the heads and suck the heads, pinch the tails, do all that. We'll get that worked out. But Nick, looking at what you've accomplished so far and as expectations, and just talk about the pressure of playing in the NFL and playing at the highest level. I mean, I know much is given, much is required, but getting an opportunity to play with a future Hall of Famer and Drew Brees. And just talk about that potential experience going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoke about this before, but the game has a ton of highs and lows, man. And it's pretty all-consuming when you're in that season. So, you know, I'm looking forward to putting everything I got out there this season. And it's such an unbelievable opportunity to play with legends of the game like the Saints have. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. I can't wait to get out there and practice with the guys.
Now, Nick, what comes more natural, I should say, for you? Because all what I've read, that you're very solid in pass protection, run blocking at times, depending on the matchups, could be a little more difficult. When you talk about strengths and weaknesses, would you say that pass blocking probably is to the forefront, number one? And the reason why I say that, because we've always been able to protect Drew Brees inside out, the guards and the center working together, as far as pass pro. Has that been a strength for you, considering when you came in the NFL?
You know, I like to think of myself as a balanced player, and I think every O-lineman who makes it to the league has to have a balanced approach to everything they do. It's just complementary football. You got to be able to run the ball to pass the ball effectively and vice versa. So, you know, as far as a strength, I'm not sure one is stronger than the other. I don't know where you got your scouting report from, but I like to pride myself on doing both.
Nick, favorite comedy? Go.
Oh, God. Gut reaction says Step Brothers.
Okay, all right.
I Love You Man, too, though.
I haven't seen I Love You Man, but of course I've seen Step Brothers. And so you like Will Ferrell's kind of sense of humor, like the Anchorman, et cetera?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. All right, I get it. Now I understand the personality a little bit of Nick Easton. Good stuff there. You can't go wrong with stepbrother. Bobby, you got anything else?
No, I'm just, Nick, I said your number one asset was that I know you're going to know what you're doing. And to have a chance, everyone physically could play in the NFL, but especially if you're playing offensive football, you got to know what you're doing. You know, people say like, a football player. No, if you play offensive football in the NFL, you have to know what you're doing. And that's one thing I'm not worried about once you get that playbook. I think you truly will be that quarterback of the offensive line.
Yeah, man, just looking forward to getting my hands on it, getting my hands on the ball again and playing ball with these guys.
Nick Easton, Saints offensive lineman, once again, congratulations and welcome to New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.